Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. The coronavirus outbreak has impacted all of our lives, whether through lost work, lost loved ones, or lost social interaction. Near the beginning of the pandemic, we asked you to share some of your stories. Here are three of our submissions.
Hi, this is Amy Harden from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Hi, my name is Laura Corin.
Judy Tabor, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Like most of our friends and neighbors, we are adjusting to working from home while also learning to provide non-traditional instruction to our 9-year-old son.
I wanted to share that I typically go to a yoga class on Tuesday afternoons. Yesterday, my yoga instructor experimented with the Zoom video program.
Because all social activities have halted and only walking and grocery visits are my only outside activities, I am in isolation, even though symptom-free.
Our son is on the autism spectrum. And while he is high-functioning, having a routine is of utmost importance to keeping him on track. We have tried our best to create a new normal schedule for him, and so far it's gone pretty well, with just a few hiccups.
So I loaded the app on my phone, and I propped my phone on the floor in front of my mat, and we connected, and it was a really great experience with Zoom.
As a senior, I'm aware of increased sitting, so have greatly reduced my food consumption and have made great use of my old mini trampoline. I miss my beloved chair yoga classes at Parks and Rec. I miss my beloved library.
The main project we are working on right now is spring break. We had plans to travel next week with family, and our son was very excited about that. To alleviate some of the disappointment of not traveling, we've decided to have a spring break around the world, right in our home.
Early on in the class, my cat came wandering in and was fascinated by the activity on my phone. And he put his nose up to the screen of my phone and watched the instructor for a while. So my little video square on the Zoom screen for most of the class just had this humongous cat face looking at everyone instead of my.
I stocked up before the library closed, but what would panic me is if that stock runs out before the library reopens. I consider the library an essential service. I miss my former house and the many hours spent gardening.
We've ordered a 10-foot Eiffel Tower so we can picnic in Paris one day. We're going to build a volcano and make leis and learn to hula dance one day on our virtual trip to Hawaii. And weather permitting, we're going to set up a tent in our backyard and pretend we're camping in one of America's beautiful national parks.
So it was just, you got to find your humor where you can, and it was just hilarious to see that cat face among all those little video squares.
Mental health is maintained by a gratefulness practice. There is much for which I'm grateful, but in the interest of time, we'll mention only a few. The care my daughter is showing for me, my health, the good weather, my mini trampoline, public radio, and the time to think about my stressors and how to mitigate them.
You can share your story by going to WKYUFM.org and looking for the pandemic stories link for more information. You're listening to WKU Public Radio.